This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, January 25th. Well, we had a nice day yesterday. The wheat market continuing just to push higher, breaking into new highs above this minor resistance that we've seen here over last week. So the market is on very firm footing. Chicago put in an outside day higher. So obviously we started out a little bit lower. And Kansas City didn't start out lower, it just was higher on the open. It came back and tested Friday's close and then started to move back up again. So the market's, again, on very solid ground and just don't want to give up with all the tension that's going on in the Black Sea. It's just an enormous bullish potential development if something were to break loose over there. And even without it, the market is in a tight supply, especially of hard milling wheat, which is what the Black Sea exports. Corn supplies are declining significantly in South America as the growing season moves on, and the likelihood of feed grain prices continuing just to notch new record highs around the world are very high, and that's going to pull wheat higher as well. So there's a lot going on for the bull here. And we've had a good correction in wheat, far bigger than I thought we would see from the Southern Hemisphere production. And luckily for the world, we had record production out of Argentina and Australia for wheat. Argentina, of course, raises a hard red milling grade wheat. Australia raises some hard white wheat, but most of it is a soft white wheat, and that serves the Southeast Asian market primarily. So that effect, I think, has been factored into the market. Now we're looking at the tail end of the marketing year and those supplies becoming tighter. Northern Hemisphere supplies were already tight, and now we're looking at the prospect of significant disruptions in export potential out of the Black Sea. And of course, Russia is the world's largest wheat exporter. Ukraine is a huge exporter as well. Both of those countries would see massive disruptions to all grain exports if there were to be an invasion or a skirmish breakout or, God forbid, an all-out war. So this is why the wheat market has kind of popped to the upside. And I think the breaks will continue to be well supported. So, you know, normally the market has a bit of a pullback in early January. Well, we certainly got that. And then you tend to rally into early February. That's a normal seasonal tendency. I look for the market to do that. And it kind of just depends, of course, on what's going on in the Black Sea geopolitically, if we're going to stall out in early February or just continue to move higher. And by that point, you know, we're starting to break dormancy in the southern plains. If the rains are at least aren't in the forecast, the market, I think, will continue just to work its way higher. You know, we've got a drought already pretty well entrenched in the southern plains. And if you don't get those rains early on, you know, the stress from the big windstorms that we had here a month or so ago, that is going to really, it's already taken a toll on the crop. And if the rains aren't there, as the crop is breaking dormancy and really starting to grow or trying to grow, you're going to see significant yield reductions there. So we've got some real potential yield problems for hard red winter wheat here in the United States. And then, of course, that just depends on what happens in the northern plains as well, up into the Canadian prairies. But we still got drought lingering there, too. So it's anything but clear sailing here in North America. The rest of the northern hemisphere looks fine, except for the geopolitical unrest in the Black Sea, as far as production prospects go. So, you know, bottom line is you've got very tight supplies of feed grains. You got record high feed grain prices, record high corn prices in the Black Sea region in China, and China's already buying a great deal of feed grains, and I don't see that being resolved this year, especially because of the drought in South America. Part of the drag yesterday in soybean prices was crude oil taking a fairly sizable hit in values, so that was going to obviously drag on your biofuel demand. So I think that corn is kind of caught in the middle. Wheat is in an uptrending factor in some risk type of price action. Soybeans coming under quite a bit of pressure yesterday. They did manage to bounce late in the day and erase a good 20 cents of the break, but they were still down 10 to 15 cents. So corn is kind of caught in the middle of that. But I think ultimately corn will continue to work higher along with wheat. Soybeans, of course, seeing a good run already over these last few weeks because of far too much rain on mature soybeans in Brazil and too dry and hot in southern Brazil. But I think that, you know, the beans are in an uptrend as well. So it's, and of course, the stock market was down huge yesterday, and it too bounced late in the day and actually closed higher in a 1,200 point reversal, which is phenomenal to see that. The night session has us down about 300 points on the Dow session, so we're not getting much follow through to the upside. So a lot of stuff going on, you know, fears of inflation, fears of rising interest rates, that's pulling investment money into commodities and grains in particular. So I think that that's going to continue to be the case. We're just getting started, really. And this whole year, I think, is going to be a case of kind of moving away from equities and over into commodities, not only as an inflation hedge, but just the fundamentals themselves are pretty bullish for the grain space. So I think the breaks will continue to be well supported. I think we continue to move higher in early February at least. Probably get some extension of that if you have an outbreak of fighting going on in the Black Sea. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.